Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padgett in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. So now, here is this week's news. Information from the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales, here in Australia, indicates that solar activity continues to remain at a low level. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has dropped to 111, that's 111, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has fallen to 62, that's 62. And those figures are likely to continue in the immediate future, so there will not be really any major change to high frequency propagation conditions from now on. We're still in the plateau of the solar cycle number 24. While we're in that plateau, solar activity can be subject to quite substantial variations on a daily basis, and these will continue. The new solar cycle number 25 is not expected to appear, well, the new sunspots are not expected to appear until sometime in mid-2016. So, for the time being, propagation on darkness or semi-darkness paths on long distances on frequencies above about 14 megahertz will not be very reliable. However, transmissions on frequencies above about 40 megahertz on daylight paths will be satisfactory. Now, we have some information concerning shortwave broadcasting schedules. First of all, the shortwave relay of the Yemeni television. Some shortwave enthusiasts may have noticed the appearance of a super-powered Arabic-speaking station on 11860. It's been audible here in Melbourne in the time span 1600 to 1700, that's pre-dawn here in Victoria. The station itself is called Radio Sana, that's S-A-N-N-A, carrying a live relay of the main Yemeni TV network. The transmitter site is in Saudi Arabia. Now, other stations noted in the 11 megahertz band in that same time period, that 1600 to 1700, include the following. 11720, the Marianas, Radio Free Asia from the Agningen Point Relay Station broadcasting in Uyghur, and its co-channel on the same frequency with the Sound of Hope, the political broadcasting station located in Taiwan. 11760, Radio Romania International with its Arabic service. 11900, the Voice of America from Meyerton, the relay there in South Africa, carrying Sudanese programming. 11935, the Vatican Radio from the Santa Maria di Galleria transmitting station, with its broadcast in Arabic to the Middle East. And 11965, the BBC from Wolverton in England, with programming in Sinhala. 12045, the BBC from the Thailand relay station at Nakhon, with broadcast in Dari. And 12125, Ibra Radio, the religious broadcasting organisation, using relay station in Armenia at Yerevan, with programming in Amharic. So that was a short summary of some notable signals noted or heard here in Melbourne during our pre-sunrise window between 1600 and 1700. Now, between 1830 and 1900, the 31-metre band has been giving very good reception with short-path transmissions from Europe, the Middle East, Africa and Asia. And some of these I noted recently are as follows. 9635, Ibra Radio via the Wolverton Relay Station, broadcasting in the 31-metre band. And the program is to Africa. 9695, China Radio International from Kunming, broadcasting in Bulgarian. 9765, NHK Radio Japan, broadcasting from the Germany, or the German relay station at Nauen in Japanese. And 9790, Radio Liberty from Lampetheim in Germany, transmitting in Russian. 9800, a station known as Radio Sortu Lingilia. That's a mouthful. It's a voice of the gospel. It's a religious station broadcasting from Issoudun in France. That's a relay, the brokered relay station. And the transmission language is Fulfulde. So that's the voice of the gospel. The African station broadcasting to African listeners. And 9985, Radio Free Asia from the Irana Villa relay station in Sri Lanka, transmitting in Korean. And 9230, a station right down at the bottom end of the 31-metre band. It's the Sound of Hope, the political broadcasting station located in Taiwan, and it relays programs of Radio Free Asia in Chinese. And 9485, the Voice of America from Wolverton in England, with its programs in Amharic, I think that is pronounced, Amharic. 9555, the broadcasting service of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, now known as Radio Saudi Arabia International, with its international service broadcasting in Arabic. And 9645, China Radio International from Kunming in Bulgarian. 9675, another frequency for the Saudi Arabian broadcasting station, broadcasting in Turkish. And 9850, the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, broadcasting in Albanian, from signing on at 1820. And between 1900 and 1930, as we continue our monitoring survey of the 31-metre band, as noted here in Melbourne, 9615, China Radio International from Urumqi in German, and 9655, China Radio International from Kunming in Turkish, and 9670, NHK Radio Japan in Japanese, and that program is actually intended for Australia and New Zealand. And on 9700, the Voice of America from Udorn in Thailand, but it's morning service in Korean. And 9875, the Voice of Korea, broadcasting in French. And 9895, Radio Taiwan International, broadcasting from the relay station at Dabiya in the United Arab Emirates, broadcasting in French. So that was a summary of notable frequency occupancies in the 31 metre band, as heard here recently in Melbourne, between 1830 and 1915. Quite a lot of action in that band, mainly from transmissions coming to us in Eastern Australia via the short path, that's the darkness path, from Europe, the Middle East, Africa and Asia. And those conditions are expected to continue in the immediate future.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, all the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. A day or two ago, I thought I'd take a ride. Soon my laddie boy was sitting by my side. The horse was lean and lank, misfortune seemed his lot. We got into a drifted bank and we got upset.
A note about the World Radio Television Handbook. The 2016 edition has now been published, and suppliers around the world are expected to be releasing copies in the near future. This is the 70th edition of this well-known handbook of interest to listeners to all forms of radio. FM, medium wave, long wave, short wave, time signal stations. The book is illustrated or accompanied with a series of technical articles written by engineering experts on new technology as it affects international and domestic service broadcasting. So the World Radio and Television Handbook, the 2016 edition, has now been published and it's being distributed by usual retailers worldwide. The URL, the internet address for the World Radio TV Handbook, is simply wrth.com and can be ordered directly from the publisher in the United Kingdom. So that's the WRTH, the 70th edition, 2016. And that's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring. So until our next program, this is Bob in Melbourne, Victoria, Australia, wishing you all good listening and thanks for being with us. Goodbye for now.